Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. John Cougar. And then John Cougar Mellencamp, and then John Mellencamp. Same guy, just evolution of a name. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend John Bradbury. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and go there and type in John's name into my search engine, and you'll find the body of work that he has given us since he's become a member of our Brain Trust. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brand new video up there. Hope you'll check that out, too. Don't forget to take the poll question. Please subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there. We update that website every single day, smallbusinessadvocate.com. John's with us. We're talking about success. By the way, his book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, I'm glad that you're seeing people who are being successful, who are growing their businesses. That's not the case with everybody right now. There's still economy still having a tough time. But there are people out there. We poll our audience in 20 to 25% of our audience is just rocking and rolling, and so we talked in the previous segment about the fundamentals, the capitalization, making sure that you're. To me, one of the most important parts of capitalization is having a capitalization strategy and plan is to make sure you use your money, the cash that you have, either from the operation or from other sources. Make sure you use that the right way. Don't borrow money for a truck from your bank if you can borrow it from the car company. Mm-hmm. Don't borrow money and capitalize something if you can lease it. Right. Don't buy a fixture that you'll use for 30 years and pay for it out of the till. That's all part of making sure that you have a capitalization plan that fits the use of your capital. What do you think?
Yeah, I think a couple themes there. One is for me maintaining flexibility. Don't paint yourself into a corner by making a huge investment around which you don't have flexibility in the future. Mm-hmm. Leasing, outsourcing, continuing to be really smart and kind of managing with a bootstrapper's mentality.
Yeah.
Even as you have some cushion financially. The other theme is
because that cushion can get away real quick, can it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we were talking about in the last segment, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are moving so fast, they don't have a good line of sight into how the cash dynamics are working in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So
get
help with that if you don't have that expertise.
Go ahead.
I would just say the other general theme is ensuring that you're taking time and allocating some of your time to creating future value versus simply focusing on what's right in front of you. One big caution I would give rapidly growing businesses is don't take your eye off the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly got to deliver on your promise.
And don't just look at them based on what they want. Look at them based on where they're going as well.
Exactly.
And that's what being a CEO of a company is all about, isn't it?
It is.
Your
it
managers, is. Your people deliver today. You've got to keep your eye on tomorrow.
That's right. If I walk into a building and I want to be in a room on the third floor, which is part of my, let's call it part of my plan, to use your analogy, your capitalization plan. You know, the first thing I do is walk into the front foyer, and there's a stairwell. And it may be that I never even expected to be in that room. I never expected to get this much success.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you go into one room, there's another set of rooms adjacent to it. And the question is, what's your ultimate goal? Where are you going longer term? And if I see a lot of CEOs who have the intention of focusing on the future and thinking about what do we need to be doing today that's going to pay off 12 months from now or 24 months from now, but they don't allocate time toward it.
Mm-hmm.
They get swept up by the reacting to all the tasks and issues and concerns that fly at them on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And your organization. This is another thing about success and about growth. Your organization has to be brought along, doesn't it? Don't presume that your organization is ready to grow. It may not be. I mean, literally, you may have people who can't handle it.
Well, that's a huge point, a great insight, because I was thinking, you know, there's your company and your organization in terms of the structure of it, but ultimately it's about people, and as you grow, it's about culture as well. You know, you no longer may have the luxury of a kind of a family-like atmosphere where everybody can see what everyone else is doing, and it's very clear and easy to communicate. You know, you have 50, 100, 200 people. It's the culture and the people that are the glue that bind your organization together as you grow. And so are you hiring the right kind of person for the future? Are you holding people accountable for the kinds of behavior and the activity you're going to need to grow?
Yeah, absolutely, folks. And look at that. I wrote an article. I'm trying to remember the title. I wrote an article about this a few years ago on growth. There were several points that I made about how to grow. Find out about, read John's book, Secrets to Startup Success. You'll understand more about growth. John, there's a personal side of growth that we haven't gotten to.
Mm-hmm.
But can we talk about that next time?
Absolutely.
Next time you come back, we'll do this soon. Let's talk about the personal part. What is growth? What kind of things? What kind of pressures? What kind of impact does growth have on the owner from a personal standpoint?
Great topic.
Quick, tell us the website again quickly, please.
It's www.readyfounder.com.
Check it out. Book Six Secrets to Startup Success, John Bradbury. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.